Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini-talk on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders for Episode 12, Empress. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Yo, what's up?
And Min.
Hello.
And before we actually talk about Episode 12, there is some big news to discuss with Stardust Crusaders, as the news came through last week that this series is not just going to be a two-core show, it's going to be four-core, meaning, I guess, about 52 episodes. It'll run for an entire year from the spring season that this started in, so that is very exciting for fans of JoJo, and especially for readers that were kind of concerned about, were we going to see every stand animated in Stardust Crusaders, and this definitely answers the question that yes, that'll be the case.
It's the answer, everybody. Yay.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, the first season of JoJo that David Productions did, at least, was two arcs in two cores, but I wonder, as somebody who hasn't read the manga, I don't know when this arc is going to end, but it at least from the pacing, it looks like it's not going to end by the end of the first core.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there were some details about the manga that I hadn't known about until this news came out that this arc covers about 150 chapters worth of manga. So you look at the first two seasons, you're talking about 100 chapters in 26 episodes, and I mean, you know, almost two times that in Stardust Crusaders.
Mm-hmm.
And as for blogging coverage here on Metanorn, because this is a four-core show, I feel that, and especially Min and I were talking pre-air about the specific need to blog this on a week-by-week basis, that instead of doing JoJo mini-talks weekly, I'm going to change it to where we do JoJo mini talks seasonally so that we have more stands to talk about in a single recording, and we can kind of structure the discussion for like favorite stands and stuff. But mainly I do want to change out shows that we do on mini talks. I'm okay with doing a two-core show like Captain Earth, and what I had initially expected was the case with Stardust Crusaders, but since that's going to be four-core, I would like to have a little bit more room to change up what we talk about. So more details soon on what show we're going to be, what other show we're going to be doing on the mini talks this season.
So do you expect Stardust Crusaders to last throughout the entire 1 year run, or do you think if there will be another arc covered?
Well, they did, if you're talking about book four.
Mm-hmm.
They did make sure that, you know, we're not announcing book four yet. Actually some other news. Crunchyroll has announced that they're going to air the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusader dub on Crunchyroll, and they're actually going to show the premiere of that on July 5th at Anime Expo, so that's a little bit of extra news.
Wow, is that Crunchyroll's first dub?
I believe so. I'm admittedly not knowing of all the details of like what group is working on it, but it looks like it's Crunchyroll's thing as far as I know.
I have my fingers crossed for Crispin Freeman to be Dio. Oh my god, if he's Dio, because he's Alucard and Hellsing. Oh my god, it'd be a perfect pair for him.
Perfect, yeah.
Oh my god,
he's got experience as a vampire, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I would Johnny Gabosh on if he would be like one of the JoJos, but he would fit. I think he's got that, you know, shonen voice he can do. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I expect it to, you know, basically run all the way through. So I guess that would mean by the end of March next year is when the last episode of Stardust Crusader would air, mm-hmm. And then we know that JoJo is no longer eligible for Anime of the Year in 2014. Because it's now eligible for 2015, I guess, if you follow that stuff. So that's enough of the JoJo news stuff. Let's go ahead and actually talk about the Empress and Nina versus Hermit Purple, and Joseph Joestar, which basically was the entire episode. There's no real major plot points to go through other than just some of the fun tricks that Joseph used in his battle against Nina.
Yeah, I like this episode. And we've said it before, and when I was like talking about the episodes, like, I'm waiting for Joseph to step up and do his thing, and he sure enough he did. You know, he hasn't changed since the, you know, the second core, whatever. And it's, yeah. I love his personality, just how he's quick to think, quick of thinking, and he's a goofball most of the time. But yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much him by himself for almost the entire episode. He couldn't go back to get help, which might have made the episode a lot shorter, if depending on the case. But yeah, the Empress is—that's a really frightening, frightening stand that it's attached to you and you can't get rid of it, and it just keeps growing until, well, once it gets enough reach to hit your jugular, that's it.
And it has teeth. It's like creepy little zit with teeth. It's gross.
Yeah, I liked it when he had it under like a tarp and. You see like the
eating.
Yeah, the chickens disappearing and stuff.
Yeah, and I don't what the
like
hell?
how did it do that without Joe noticing?
Just very quickly swiped apples and chickens and stuff.
Yeah. Just hearing like the crunching, and they're like, oh my god, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, like, what the hell is it eating in there? I would worry that would be my arm first of all.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
But yeah, a very creepy sort of boss this week, but Joseph able to use some clever tricks, such as when they were rolling around on the ground, he was able to create a map with Hermit Purple of the city to find out where that coal tar was, and then eventually drown Empress in it to eventually sort of petrify it.
Yeah, I like that part, and I like the part where he actually used the ripple for a bit. I was like, yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he brought it back for one time, like, oh my god.
And of course he brought back, you know, him telling the bad guy exactly what they're going to say 5 seconds from now. That I thought,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I was very, very excited to hear him pull that off again. That was nice.
There's a moment where he's talking about he can't hear you very well. I was like, that's straight out of the other one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of jokes about Joseph being an old man, but then he was able to turn that around on Empress by the end. And then after that, we find that the whole episode, Paul Nareff is trying to hit on Nina.
Yeah.
And Nina very cleverly turns just a little bit away at the right time, or actually speaks up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, he doesn't run into Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Right. The end with her, though, I couldn't stop laughing. I was dying because he was gonna kiss her, and then, like, all that happened. You know, she explodes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god!
And here
he's just like, oh, what the hell? I'm gonna kiss that?
This very ugly, bigger, much bigger girl coming out of her, and then he's like, and then his soul was crushed there at the end of the episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
I find that fascinating because apparently that like. Is that still the same girl who was falling in love with that gunslinger?
Yeah.
Like,
so she was a stand user the whole time who was pretend falling in love with him, and then...
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Like, what could have possibly happened if she never really crossed paths with the Joe Stars and them, and it just stuck with Whole Horse? Was she scheming something, or mm-hmm. just another servant?
Right.
Yeah, or Horace would have been very surprised later on, that's all I'd say.
Yeah.
I think the only other thing that really happened of significance, you see the end, of course, and there's another car that's following them, but also at the beginning, Centerfold's mom feels the pain that Centerfold felt as he died, and sort of shoos off a cat that was being very violent and
JoJo breakdown in anime. You know?
Yeah.
Oh wow! When they get upset, they really get upset.
Yeah.
So I believe that's pretty much it content-wise for the episode. Any other thoughts? I just think it was just very enjoyable to have Joseph involved in the battle this time, and to bring back a lot of those classic lines and stuff from him that we had seen in. I think it's Phantom Blood is the second one, or what's the second book? I'm blanking on it, but in Joseph's half of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, that was really enjoyable.
Yeah, for me, it's like anime, you know, when there's old people involved, usually they're always usually badasses, and that's kind of why I like with Joseph. You know, I've been hoping since he was in the series, and I hope they use him because he's here, so I like hope he gets some screen time. And yeah, he's probably he's my favorite character, even, you know, even the older version right now we have. I like him.
Yeah, it was definitely, as you guys said, just fun seeing him back in his, from what, you know, in his prime, his form from that time. So that was nice.
All right, and next week's episode is titled Wheel of Fortune, so expect Pat Sajak and Vanna White to make it here.
Sweet. I'm by a vowel.
By a vowel.
Yeah.
Jay, please. Can I buy an O?
JoJo.
All right,
it'd
so
probably, you know, it'd be Dio instead, because Pat Sajak pulls his mask off. That was me, Dio. The entire time. Yes, it was.
You've been bankrupt. thank you for listening to our mini talk for episode 12 for Min and Fosh. I'm Jero. We'll see you next week.